USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The FBI confirmed Monday that the cyber attack that's knocked one of the country's largest fuel pipelines offline came from a criminal group known as DarkSide. The Bureau says that it continues to work with the pipeline's operator, Colonial Pipeline, to investigate the attack that has halted the pipeline that supplies nearly half of the fuel used on the East Coast. The company hopes to have the pipeline back online by the end of the week. AAA says it expects gas prices to rise in response to the shutdown, especially in eastern and southern states. And militant group Hamas has fired dozens of rockets into Israel from Gaza as a response to clashes between Israeli police and Palestinians protesting the planned evictions of Palestinian families from an East Jerusalem neighborhood. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday that Hamas crossed the line when several rockets targeted Jerusalem. Israeli Defense Forces responded with a series of airstrikes into Gaza. Officials there said 20 people were killed, including at least 3 children. This is USA Radio News.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it.
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for.
I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com.
Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com.
Log on. Get yourself a pair.
Get a pair for the family.
They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand.
They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness.
They will pay for themselves the first time you use the
TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
One Utah County's Republican Party has told one of their state senators that they're not happy about his recent actions. Lance Pry reports.
Weber County, Utah GOP voted to censure Senator Mitt Romney, the Republican from Utah, Saturday during its convention. The senator's vote to impeach former President Trump earlier this year was the reason given by the voting body, saying the impeachment had denied the president due process, allowed falsified evidence, and did not provide adequate time for an investigation. The resolution to censure Romney was passed 116-97. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Ford has issued a safety recall for more than 600,000 of their Explorer SUVs. The recall affects select 2016 through 2019 Explorers and their roof rail covers. The company says the covers could come loose and detach, although there have not been any reported incidents of that happening. Ford says customers with Explorers from those model years should check the company's website for more information. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A vote has been scheduled for Wednesday to potentially remove Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney from her position as the Republican Party conference chair. Cheney has drawn criticism for her continued condemnation of former President Donald Trump's claim of fraud during the 2020 presidential election. Congressman Brian Babin says Cheney is entitled to her own opinions on the former president, but the Texas Republican tells Newsmax TV that that doesn't apply to GOP leadership, who need to present a unified voice.
We absolutely have to be a unified voice if we're going to take back Congress in 2022, in the midterm elections. And I've always liked Liz Cheney. I admired her father when he was vice president. He spoke up during the Obama administration and spoke his mind about some of the decisions that Obama was making. However, Liz is our number three Republican in our conference. And while she has every right, every entitlement to her own views, not really as the conference chair. We've got to stay unified.
And Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit is on his way to Baltimore for this weekend's Preakness Stakes, but his trainer isn't joining him just yet. Bob Baffert is remaining in California to address allegations of doping by Derby officials. Baffert was notified Sunday that his horse had failed a post-race drug test and could have his win vacated pending a further investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.